Welcome to this edition of the 2-Minute Fitbit brought to you by Phase One Fitness and me, your host, Jerry Bacall. Today we're going to discuss whether you should keep, find another, or get rid of your trainer. Whether you're a beginner or advanced, a personal trainer is always a good idea, but especially if you're in that beginner category. Whether you hired him to help, him or her, I should say, to help you lose weight, tone up, or pack quality muscle onto your frame, you're giving them your hard-earned money, and you're going to want to see results. So what are you looking for in a trainer? First of all, someone who is properly trained themselves and certified to be teaching you. The most popular recognized certifications are NASM, ACE, Fitness Mentors, and ISSA. Make sure you see their certification. And two, you're looking for someone that is truly interested in helping you be successful in reaching your goal. Not one that's low energy, unenthusiastic, and doesn't seem to be too interested in your results. And three, you're looking for someone who's compatible with your personality. You should be able to tell on the first visit, based on your rapport with your trainer, whether or not you two will be compatible. Trainers are usually outgoing enough, so what you see is what you get. If you're not happy for any reason, you need to move on. However, if you think you have found the person that will help you get to your goal, then commit and stay with it. If this is in fact your first time hiring a trainer, I have a suggestion, and that is you only pay for the one session to make sure you're compatible with your trainer. Most trainers offer a block of sessions at a discount, but I would wait until you know that this is the right trainer so you don't put yourself in the situation of having to ask for a refund. Okay, now that you've been through all the preliminaries, now what should you expect? Well, you should expect your trainer and yourself to show up on time. You should expect your trainer and yourself to be enthusiastic. You should expect your trainer to be organized with your workout plan, documenting all the exercises with sets and reps, and to make sure that this is all being written down for reference later, either with this trainer or a new one if you choose. And above all, you should expect results. If not, it's time to take a look in the mirror. If you feel you're giving it everything you've got and not getting where you want to be, then you need to change trainers, as something is not working. So, to answer the original question on whether you should keep, get another, or get rid of your personal trainer, the answer is, if you have a great rapport, if you're getting results, then you keep them or her. If you're putting in all the work you can put in and you're not getting results and you're not that happy with your trainer, then find another one because you've actually seen the value of a trainer, you just don't have the right one. If, however, you look in the mirror and you look at yourself truthfully and you go, I'm just not giving it what I need to give to get the results I want. I'm not prepared to make the commitment to do that. Then get rid of them because you're just wasting your hard-earned money. Remember, success is as much an attitude as it is a goal. And thanks again for tuning into this edition of the 2-Minute Fitbit brought to you by Phase One Fitness. Join us again when we'll be discussing another interesting topic. Until then, I'm Jerry Bacall wishing you success, and above all, please, stay safe and healthy.